Hi, I'm Paul from PassACLS.com here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Because you never know when a patient will go unconscious, we should at least try to get a brief history of the current events, medications, and allergies as soon as possible. This is important in real life and will be reinforced in your ACLS class's megacode, where every patient eventually codes. Depending on your healthcare specialty, you may have vast experience obtaining a very detailed and thorough medical history from a patient, or you may have very little. We're reviewing some of the reasons why it's important to get at least a brief history and one easy-to-remember system for getting one as today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip or two a day for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and megacode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app now, then listen to short 3 to 9 minute long episodes that cover a core ACLS topic at your convenience. For more free ACLS related resources, visit passacls.com. Something I've observed in my own career is that different professionals obtain a medical history differently. While we all have the same goal of providing the best care possible, the way that we do that from our profession's perspective might be different from another's. So, why is it important that we get a good medical history? The answer is because the patient's history will help us to identify things that might be causing or contributing to their current condition, as well as guide our decision so that we provide the safest and highest quality evidence-based care possible. Because this is true in real life, it will also be important in your ACLS class, especially during the megacode scenarios. From a quality of care perspective, obtaining a history helps us to fully understand a patient's condition so that we can make informed decisions about their care. Remember, some conditions can lead to cardiac arrest if left untreated. For example, asthma, COPD, or left heart failure may lead to hypoxia or hypercarbia. Kidney failure patients undergoing dialysis frequently present with pH imbalance and, in severe cases, pulmonary edema that can cause hypoxia. A patient that's had a recent PCI or transthoracic needle biopsy might help guide us in identifying a cardiac tamponade or a tension pneumothorax. A patient's condition may be well controlled with medication such that it doesn't lead to cardiac arrest, but it may affect the efficacy or safety of medication that we use in emergency situations. For example, patients taking PDE inhibitors should not be given nitro for their chest pain, and we shouldn't administer any medication to a patient with a known allergy. The only way we'll know this is to obtain their medical history. Similar to reading ECGs, I suggest that you identify a standardized system for obtaining a history that works well for you in your setting, and then use it. Because my experience started in EMS, I learned to do histories following two easy-to-remember acronyms, SAMPLE, S-A-M-P-L-E, and PQRST. In SAMPLE PQRST, these are the sample data points identified: symptoms of the present event, allergies, medications, previous or pertinent illness or injuries, last intake of food, alcohol, and medications, and events leading to now. If a patient complains of pain, we'll follow with PQRST to identify what provokes or produces the pain, the pain's quality, such as sharp, dull, or aching. Does the pain radiate? What's the pain's severity, frequently measured on a 1 to 10 or 1 to 5 scale? And what time did the pain start and/or how long does it last? Sample PQRST is only one example of history taking. While interacting with other medical professionals, I've noticed that there are other mnemonics and memory aids that people use to guide their history taking. You should find a standardized method that you're comfortable with and use it. In the case of a hospitalized patient, the patient's nurse might be the person with the most information. Whether they're part of the code team or not, the patient's nurse should stay in the room to answer questions and provide relevant information. I hope this review of obtaining a medical history was helpful. If so, consider buying me a coffee via the link in the episode description or share past ACLS tip of the day with your coworkers and classmates on LinkedIn. I'm Paul from PassACLS.com, and I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.